Bone.
This is Joy Week on the Bobby Bone Show.
All right, so it all officially starts right now. Clap your hands. It's a week full of joy and positivity.
Awesome. Joy Week.
And so in studio with us right now is Walker Hayes. Now, not only is he one of my favorite artists, period, he's years ago, like our very first ever Joy Week, I didn't know you from anybody, and you emailed a song. He said, hey, I wrote this song.
Yeah.
And
crazy.
So before he plays the song, Amy, tell the story about where this derived from.
Well, I guess Walker, you listen to the show, I guess. And so my mom was battling cancer at the time, and her Twitter handle, because listeners wanted to keep up with her cancer journey, and I was with her a lot. So I was like, Mom, you need to start tweeting. You got people that want to know what's going on, and you're a lot of time in the hospital. So her Twitter handle was Judy B. Pimpin' Joy, because her motto during cancer was Choose Joy, and Judy Chooses Joy was taken. So Judy B. Pimpin' Joy, that's the Twitter. And then from that, Bobby was like, hey, you know, we should spread joy with our listeners. We should do hashtag Pimpin' Joy. And then I guess Walker, through listening to the show, was like, hey, I've got this, I guess he wrote a song. I mean, obviously he's creative. He wrote the song Joy Like Judy, and then sent it to you. And then you surprised it with me on air one day. And then my mom, unfortunately, she's passed away. If you're a new listener, she passed away a couple years ago. But it was so crazy because it's like my mom had this theme song, and then we made a music video, and we were all in it, and Walker and his family, and then listeners that were battling cancer at the time, they were in the music video, and it's still on YouTube. People can check it out, if they want to check out a fun video. But I think my mom ended up passing away like six or seven months after the music video, and we got to play the video at her celebration of life. We didn't really call it a funeral, but it was probably one of the coolest things because my mom, she just was really not that, she doesn't like to be in the spotlight, and she didn't really like, it's not like her dream in life is to have a music video, but for us and like her grandkids and her family, like sometimes, honestly, I just go to YouTube and I watch it and she's doing her little signature dance and it's like, and that's because of you, Walker, and you had no idea. I mean, you just kind of took a shot, emailed it to Bobby. Bobby listened to it. Bobby played it. And then Pimpin' Joy has exploded since then. And it's really a movement about positivity and choosing joy and spreading joy. And it has a theme song and a music video.
So Walker's here with his guitar. Yeah. And we're going to do a little bit of this to kind of kick off Joy Week. And thank you for coming in so early. And
Oh, whatever, dude. Thanks for having me.
And let's here he is, ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite artists with the Joy Like Judy, which, by the way, you can still buy online.
Yeah, you still get it. And,
it's on iTunes.
All the money goes to good stuff, to St. Jude.
You ready to play it?
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Walker Hayes.
She can be talking to people in the elevator.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Should I say that? Okay, because I feel like we have new listeners, but one of the things was at the hospital, my mom would be, I mean, she would kind of be in pain and like not having a great day, but we would get on the elevator to go from one doctor to the next doctor on a different floor. And like people would get on the elevator and she'd be like, and how are you today? And I was just like, Mom, I mean, I'm tired. I'm like, I came back to work. I'm like, she's staying so positive through this whole thing. Like she's even talking to people in the elevator. And I guess Walker heard that.
Oh,
on the
show. No, that was the line. That was the line that intrigued me the most.
Oh, wow.
About her story. Okay. I love that person.
So anyway, that's the backstory. Now play. Okay.
Here we go.
Now play.
Come on, Judy. Judy is breaking, but Judy ain't broke, cause she got nothing but love. Even though the going is tough enough to make anybody bitter. Yeah, Judy be pimping joy on Twitter. Judy got it right and a million excuses to get down, get down, get down. But she chooses to make a difference every chance she gets. She keeping that attitude positive. Yeah, we be pimping joy. Oh, oh, yeah. Yo, y'all, we got a choice. Oh, oh, yes. And we got a voice. And we be choosing to use it to make a beautiful noise. Light up that whole world with you, go girl. And out of voice. Yeah, we be pimping love like it's our duty. Said we be pimping joy like Judy, like Judy, like Judy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We be pimping joy like Judy, like Judy. Here we go. Well, Judy ain't focused on what she can't control. She too busy pimping hope. That's how she rolled. No, she ain't scared. Put a smile on a stranger. She be talking to people in the elevator. I mean,
You be talking to people in the elevator.
Yeah, we got a choice. And we got a voice. And we be choosing to use it to make a beautiful noise. Light up that whole world with you, go girls. And not a voice. Yeah, we be pimping love like it's our duty. Said we be pimping joy like Judy. Like Judy, like Judy, yeah, yeah. We be pimping joy like Judy, like Judy, like Judy, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And talk about memories.
I know. Like, I mean, it gives me all the feels. I mean, obviously, it's sometimes emotional for me, but it just makes me so happy. I mean, the emotion I feel the most now is just happiness and like.
Good.
It's good, like good, Walker. It's good. So cool. I'm not joking when I tell you.
Good.
My sister's kids, like she's got four kids, and my nephew that's six. I think the other day she was asking him about his favorite songs, and one of them was like, "He loves When I Grow Up" by the Raging Idiots.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then the next one was like, "Oh, Pimpin' Joy" by Walker Hayes, or Joy. Like, he calls it the Pimpin' Joy song. But anyway, you've given. It's a gift that you gave. My family, and you didn't even know it at the time.
Well, I watch it too. My kids are in it. My sister's in it, who
survived
breast cancer. And it's an awesome thing, dude. Just the joy week is awesome.
Good can come from bad if we allow it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, appreciate you coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All this has come circle. Like, just life and us and friendship and music and all. I mean, all of it.
Love it.
Like, Walker's one of my dudes now.
We spent
months out on the road together, but I only knew him because he sent in a song because he heard the show was moved by your mom's story.
Wow.
It's all just kind of weaved itself together.
And I made $1 million on your tour.
Walker, can I tell what you texted me? Is that okay?
Yeah, you could tell.
Yeah, what?
So January through June, Walker was out. He was the music and I was the stand-up comedy.
Right. Yeah.
And he messaged me. He goes, dude, it's the first tour I've ever made money on. Like, come ahead.
What up?
Yeah. Wait, I'm in the red.
In the red for the first time.
I'm in the red, baby.
Oh, it's tough. People don't know artists.
No,
sometimes
I'm in the black.
In the black. Yeah, like Black Friday.
I don't even know. Yeah. I don't know what I'm in.
Oh, yeah,
all
the
I know
black
is that
shorter.
I took
the
kids
negative.
To IHOP and I was like, it's on me. We're in the black, baby.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
No, it was really cool, like, to you know, make a living. You know, usually even people that open for big people, the expense of going out is more than what you get paid. You know, you do it for the exposure, but nah, dude, I banked.
I learned
on your
that
tour.
On the Bobbycast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned that, it's sometimes you just do it for the exposure and you may break even or even lose money.
More times you lose money. But I got free cheese and Werther's.
And about halfway through the tour, I was like, dude, you can have everything you want at any time. Because I have like a rider.
Oh, the rider.
Yeah. And I was like, just come and have a toothbrush, whatever you want.
You got me hooked on sparkling water.
Sparkling water. Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Walker Hayes, Joy Week's today, and they kicked it off. Thank you very much.
Man, thanks for having me.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymond. Hurricane Harvey made landfall over the weekend between Port Aransas and Port O'Connor, Texas, as a Category 4 storm. Winds were 130 miles an hour. It's still an active tropical depression affecting Texas and Louisiana. Rainfall could reach 50 inches in some places. It's going to be some life-threatening flooding as well. Over 6,000 people have already been rescued from the high water. The storm is expected to reform over the Gulf of Mexico and make another landfall in the next day. So this is still a serious situation. To help out, go to redcross.org, website redcross.org to help out.
Maren Morris comes in about an hour and a half to play. And it'll be a big live show where she plays all hour long. And then later on this morning at 9 Central, so depending where you are, our Pimpin' Joy shirts and sweatshirts, all that go on sale. We don't keep any of that money. And so we're combining St. Jude and the flood relief, which we weren't really planning to throw the flood relief in there, but we didn't know there was going to be a crazy flood that was pretty much just crushing the entire southern part of Texas. So that'll be happening today. And listen, it's going to be crazy awesome. Man, that flood stuff is wild. That was wild. I just watched the news all weekend long. I was watching that reporter who led the rescuers to the truck that was trapped in the water. Did you guys see that?
Mm. Yeah. She was doing a little broadcast. She saw the truck driver wave down a sheriff and got the guy out of the semi.
I mean, the water was up to the middle of the windows of the 18-wheeler.
Here we go. We have a boat coming. We have a boat coming. I'm gonna flag these guys down and see. Are you guys headed down to the truck right here?
No, we're in there.
There's a truck driver stuck here in about 10 feet of water. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to try to get his attention. There is now water filling his cab.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh. It's the Bobby Bones Show. Good news. Good news. Nah, it didn't sound that good when I did it. Time for Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Amy, tell me something good.
Well, a bus driver noticed a passenger left a bundle on his bus. He went over and checked what was inside. $10,000.
Wow.
He tried to track the person down, like yell at them, like, hey, come back. Well, the person didn't hear him. So some people are like, yeah, he could have kept that bundle of money for himself. But he didn't. He returned it to his company, and then it was returned to the owner. Boom.
Wow, that went through multiple layers of people not stealing it.
Yeah.
Someone in the company could have jacked cash. Wow. Mm-hmm. What was it for? Like a home, hopefully, or like a baby, not drug money?
I don't know, but the driver said the cash didn't even tempt him because it's his duty morally, and he returned the money.
You know, I have a lot of duties morally, but it still would have tempted me. I'm not... It would have. $10 tempts me. Lunchbox.
Greg was deployed over in Afghanistan in 2011. He's a month from coming home when a roadside bomb took his legs and most of his right arm. 50 surgeries later, he was like, man, I felt inspired for the doctors that saved my life. So he started studying, and he just enrolled in Harvard Medical School.
Wow.
Oh, that's
awesome. How about this one right here? Come on, my throat. This is a good one. A waitress was waiting on a couple at a restaurant, and they said, hey, take this envelope. She said, okay. I said, don't open it till you get home. She said, okay. They gave her a $1,200 tip on a $20 bill.
Goodness.
That's a lot.
She said they were really nice people. yeah, I would too. She, there was no story. There was no sad story or I need money for college. They were just looking to do something awesome. And they had, I guess they were rich.
And they decided
It was her.
That's cool.
Like, if I'm one of the other waiters, I'm like, why didn't I get that four top, table 12? And but good for her. Like, that's crazy.
Love it.
I watched the hurricane coverage for most of the day yesterday, and then I kind of took a break for a second and watched the VMAs, and I felt like I was 100 years old because I didn't know anybody on there.
Yeah, it'll do that.
I mean, I knew Katy Perry. She came out, and then it was terribly written. It was not funny. I was like, man, I kind of felt bad for her. One, she's not a comedian, and they had her doing comedy. And when you have someone who's not a comedian doing comedy, you put them in different sort of situations.
Mm-hmm.
You let them do sketchy type stuff. So it was kind of weird. And then I had to actually text Mike D and be like, who is this guy rapping with Ed Sheeran? His Lil Uzi.
Oh.
I'd never in a million years known that was. And
that.
So I watched that, and then I watched the Game of Thrones finale. So I was up relatively late watching that last night. That was pretty good. Thought it was, I mean, in 2019, the show didn't come back till then.
Wow. You have to wait a while.
Wow.
I'll probably be working here
so
then.
So, is that in 2019? So, last night, did winter come or is winter still coming?
Winter has come to certain parts.
Okay.
But winter started to come to the south.
Oh, okay.
But the I don't want to ruin
all right.
things.
Okay.
But I mean, there really is no spoiler rule in Game of Thrones because it's that big.
Well, yeah, and it's not coming back till 2019.
Yeah, but still, people may not have seen the episode last night.
Okay. Bobby Bones.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Dierks Bentley has been working with our national parks to remind you how great they are. And hopefully you'll get off the couch and go visit one of them. But he also wants you to leave your smartphone at home when you
do it.
he says, you know, flip phones could, you know, be useful for people from time to time. Just sort of disconnect and be with nature. Taylor Swift's new song, Look What You Made Me Do, set two records in the first day it was released. It was streamed 8 million times and got 19 million views on YouTube.
I mean, that was an anticipation record.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
More than it's the greatest song ever record. That was an anticipation record that broke it.
And the video, I was like, whoa, Taylor.
I actually liked the video. I thought the video made the song better.
Yeah, I think I've just heard it enough now to where it's sort of growing on me. I'm Amy, that's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New York City. A lady lived by herself, had two cats, and she passed away, so they're going through her will. She left her $300,000 all to her cats.
Wow.
Whoa. Like, the cats can't go to the bank and get it through. Why not leave it to someone and say, here's $300,000, take care of my cats?
Well, that's what will end up happening. Because the cats can't actually carry the money around and buy things. So someone will get that money to take care of the cats.
So the executor of
the
cats.
It's like an executor of the cat estate, yes.
I mean, okay, the cats, give them $50,000 and give someone else the $250,000.
Never tell people what to do with their money, as I learned a long time ago. It's not your money, you can't tell people what to do with their money. Secondly, if the cats die, someone else will be in line to get that money too. But she wants to make sure the things that she loves are taken care of. I totally get it.
Yeah.
Especially if she has nobody else that she super loves.
They're going to be living the life.
And then when they're not, somebody else will get the rest of it.
Cats have nine lives.
Really? That's not a bonehead to me, but you can call it one if you want.
Yeah, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Lunchbox had a party for his fight. You know, the McGregor and Mayweather fight.
Yeah.
Did you charge people to get into your fight?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Did it.
Because.
Wow.
What?
Look, it cost $100, and so I charged people when they came because I wanted to be able to break even, at least maybe make a little money.
But then don't have the party.
Yeah.
Look.
Eddie, did you feel like it was too much?
Of course it was too much. I'm like, dude, we're pals. This isn't a business.
A businessman making business deals trying to get that money.
Did you make any money?
Yeah, I made $50.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Oh my goodness.
So many things to talk about. First, Maren Morrison, in about 35 minutes, her and the band already kind of set up in here, and they're going to play a bunch of songs over an hour, and it's Joy Week, and we encourage you to use this week to kind of reset and find your place and spread positivity and spread joy, and these artists have all decided to bring their bands in and play music. Everybody's bringing their own positive spin to the show today, so, you know, that's happening in a bit. You can watch it on Facebook Live, and our Pimpin' Joy shirts are new. Their shirts, their tank tops, their hoodies. They go up at 9 Central. So wherever you are, you can do the math there, 9 Central they go up, and it'll benefit both St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and the victims of the flood that's happening down in the southern part of Texas, like the Houston area. Floods all over the news. I mean, it is. I can play you some stuff here. If you've been watching the news, it's rightfully pretty much the only thing that's on there right now. Here's the Texas governor.
We have one primary goal, and that is to save lives. And we will work with the local authorities around the clock to make sure everything is done to protect and save every life.
They kind of were putting it into perspective the amount of water.
Just to give you an idea of how much rain has fallen in the last 24 hours, 419 billion gallons of water has fallen just on Harris County in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, one county, 419 billion gallons. I can't even compute that with my brain. Like, I have no idea what that even means, except they use the B word.
What we are seeing is we're exceeding record water levels on some of our bayous and creeks by not a half a foot or a foot, but by 3, 4, 5, 6 feet.
So that's all happening. We don't know how bad it's going to get. It's not supposed to stop raining there for days. And you can't stop water. You can try, you can sandbag things, but man, you can't stop water. So that happens, and we're not ignoring that, obviously. A lot happened over the weekend. As that was happening, that fight was happening. McGregor-Mayweather fight. And listen, I didn't pay for it. I watched it on my phone. So I tweeted out, hey, if someone happened to be in the back of a bus, like myself, trying to watch it on their phone, where would I go? And so someone sent me a link, and I watched it on my phone.
Wow, that's genius.
Huh?
I would be scared to click the link.
Well, what happened was they clicked it, and then I had other people go look first, and they reported back that it was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So smart.
Thank you. So I watched it as we drove back from Augusta, Georgia, and I thought the fight was a good fight. I mean, I enjoyed it. I never enjoy boxing. It's fine, but it's just kind of a bunch of people just hitting each other with gloves. Like, I like to box.
Oh, you're a boxer now.
Yeah. That's maybe I enjoy it more since I've been recreational boxing.
Okay.
Like, I understood the sport a little better. And so on Saturday night, Floyd Mayweather knocked out Conor McGregor in the 10th round. Is a TKO. That means he was just out on his feet. Like, if Mayweather would have continued on, McGregor would have died.
Oh, but afterwards, McGregor was like, I'm fine.
They're always fine afterward.
Okay.
Unless they get really beat up.
But again, we're talking about a guy in his first pro boxing fight. Here in round 10 against
And Floyd Mayweather landing the right hands now at will. And tags McGregor again. Floyd Mayweather has McGregor on the ropes, literally and figuratively. How is the notorious one still standing?
That's it.
Oh, Robert Byrne has stopped the fight.
Yeah, the Irish dude couldn't even lift his hands. Like, wow. He might have died if he got hit right then.
He goes, he's on the ropes, literally and figuratively.
Yes.
Both ways, he's on the ropes.
So
I thought it was a little long.
The fight?
Yeah.
You thinking what? That's good because it went much longer than people anticipated.
Yeah.
I think there's still a little fix in.
Yeah.
I think maybe they're just going to dilly-dally it a bit before he...
I'm glad he let it last 10 rounds. Made it worth our time.
Did you see the coach that was fired about the splits? Did you guys see this?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So what happened was, and she's been fired before for this. So she's forcing the cheerleaders to do splits. And this is in Denver.
We do not permit forced splits.
I mean, the fact you have to put out a statement about forced splits.
We do not permit forced splits or any practice or any technique that puts the physical safety or emotional well-being of any of our kids at risk.
The thing was, I believe, because when I read the story, that she had been let go of another school for doing the same thing.
Oh, boy.
So she really, really
she really believes
it's
in
imperative
this.
That cheerleaders do splits.
Really believes in the four splits.
At that time, the decision should have been made to terminate the employment of Coach Williams, and I believe to report what was observed on the video to the police.
Anybody else watch this video?
Oh, the video, just the girl looks like she's, screaming in pain, and it looks bad.
It looks bad. It looks like it's
bad.
Torture.
It all started with this one girl, and then I guess more videos came out of all these other girls that it was happening to. God.
Under no circumstances should a young person be in a situation where they are suffering physical or emotional harm. Oh. Under no circumstances should
I mean, they're bad. It's bad.
Okay, so for those of us that have not seen the video, she's just forcing them into the splits? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like pushing them down.
Go ahead. Splits. Yep. Go.
Ow.
Yeah, and again, I think she was fired from another... I don't want to watch it again.
Oh.
But I think she was fired from another job for doing the same thing. Mm. Think. I read that in the story.
Wow.
Here's a live broadcast in Galveston for Hurricane Harvey. This Fox News reporter was interrupted by a random woman who handed him a case of beer.
That's pretty funny.
We were wrong.
Here we go. That's the splits person.
That sounded familiar.
Yeah. Here you go.
Here's a.
You got some Galveston beer.
Well, thank you. That will be nice for after we are done covering this. But there you go. So just friendly people here.
Did you see the Fox News anchor who started asking the people on the street about why wasn't there a plan to get everybody out? These people are just walking down the street and he's like, hey, there's a reporter on the street. But the guy in the booth is like, okay, ask him why there wasn't an evacuation plan. And he's going and his co-reporter goes, they don't know. They're just trying to get out.
Like, he's doing all this on the mic.
Yes, it's all on TV.
Oh, my goodness.
The two anchors are there, right? The man and the woman. Right. There's a reporter on the street.
Yeah.
And the man anchor's telling the reporter, ask him why there wasn't an evacuation plan put forward by the government.
Wow.
And the reporter's just doing what he's told, but the woman goes, hey, anchor dude, shut up. They don't know. They're just trying to get out.
Yeah.
It was really awkward.
But authentic. So
but he
I
was
like,
and the reporter was like stopping people to talk to them as it was like water.
They're
was
like trying.
Their
they're
knees.
Like kind of trying to get out of here. Mr. Bobby
Bones. About 15 minutes from now, Maren Morris comes in and plays full band. You'll be able to watch that on our Facebook page. A little Facebook Live action if you want to see that. Hey, you know what? That splits thing. That was a guy coach. I thought it was a female coach. Did you too?
Well, it looks like a female in the video.
I thought so too.
Hmm.
So anyway, they were making this girl do the splits. It is not good. And I just saw we put it on our Twitter. I guess they did put a thing that said don't watch.
Like, I'm sort of thinking, though, of like football two-a-days and crazy things that coaches make football players do sometimes. Like, you throw up. I mean, that's like putting your...
I guess there'd be a difference. As someone who... I guess I'm the only one that really played football here.
Yeah.
They never made us... do anything like that.
Okay.
We didn't stretch where we could tear something.
Okay.
We stretched, but...
Well, I mean, I know there's definitely a difference in the activity that's taking place.
Give me an example.
But, well, I'm saying you are pushing yourself to the limit where you're hurting and you're vomiting.
I feel like...
Or am I just taking it? I mean, I'm taking an extreme scenario here, but I mean, I know that...
I feel like you're ripping a muscle here.
I'm not justifying it, I'm just saying.
Heavy conditioning. The worst thing that we were done with us was like, you got no water.
That's a sounds pretty terrible.
It was pretty terrible. They don't do that anymore.
It's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
They don't do that anymore.
I'd rather do the splits.
It was like, you only got water if you deserved it.
Oh, my gosh.
This is back in the olden days, late 90s.
Back in my day.
We had everything's on video.
We had a PVC pipe and a water hose that went in the PVC pipe, and they had holes, like 10 holes drilled into the PVC pipe. And so you had like 10 fountains coming out at once, and you'd all just go up to it. But it was nothing like that. Like, stuff hurts.
Yeah.
I hated getting hit.
Yeah. You know, hydration, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not important.
Maren Morrison in 11 minutes or so. So that'd be good. Here's this. If your wedding got postponed 3 times, would you start to reconsider getting married?
Probably.
A Texas couple has been forced to call off their wedding again.
Oh.
Hurricane Harvey wreaks havoc. And they'd already had to postpone it twice.
Okay, sorry. Postpone because of other causes. I thought maybe one of the people decided, let's put this off.
The unlucky couple refuses to allow their streak of cancellations to rain on their parade long term, it says.
No pun intended.
Oh, boy. They're going to have a fourth wedding attempt somewhere far away from any flood threat. Yes.
Okay, I get it.
I mean, 3 times in, I'd probably still go 4.
I changed my answer. I thought it was, I didn't know what the postponement was, but it's like just like natural, random things that are happening. Yeah.
Or is it God telling you, hey, don't get married?
Like, it's kind of like that story that you tell all the time that one dude would tell about how God, there was a flood and the guy got on the roof and then the helicopter came. He's like, okay, God's going to rescue me.
You're telling a joke that you can't. Yes. It's an old Jerry Glower joke. Yes.
But yeah.
I watched some of the VMAs last night. I noticed that they put the Taylor Swift music video on before Game of Thrones came on, because you weren't going to see it if you didn't. They didn't show it before. Yeah, no, everybody flipped. Yeah, I mean, like, the VMAs, first of all, like, I'm not 11, so it was tough. It was tough for me to sit through for a little bit. But I thought the video was actually cool. It made the song a little cooler. I'm just not into, like, evil Taylor.
Yeah.
And she's like, my reputation. Well, they caught you lying about the Kanye stuff. Like, they caught, like, what reputation is she trying to save? Like, I don't know. I'm just so conflicted as the message here.
Yeah.
And evil Taylor, I like good Taylor. I don't like evil Taylor. It just makes me feel weird.
And she's like, Taylor's dead.
Amy, we got to do the morning corny early because Maren Morris is about to play, so make us laugh.
The morning corny.
What bird loves construction work?
What bird loves construction work?
A crane. Duh.
That's pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
That was the morning corny.
So in about 5 minutes, Maren will come in and play, and she can do a lot of songs over the next hour. And at 9 central, all of our Pimp and Joy stuff, we don't keep any of the money from it. Shirts and tank tops and hoodies, they go up, and it will benefit St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and the flood relief. And so again, bobbybones.com at 9 central is when that all goes up today. So if you want to get in on that before they sell out, or sometimes some things sell out, sometimes some of them don't, but that's when that'll happen. Over to Amy now with the skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Billy Ray Cyrus will release a new album called Set the Record Straight on November 10th. And he's got some guests joining him. This is just a few of them. George Jones, Loretta Lynn, his daughter Miley, and Bryan Adams.
Are some of these, did they record before the people died?
Yeah, I don't know. Just wondering that myself about George Jones, but it's like it's a mix of old songs, new songs, and collaborations.
Okay, so that would be probably an old song they recorded a long time ago, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what else?
If you pre-order a physical copy, you're going to get an autograph CD from Billy Ray, so heads up on that. This weekend's box office was the weakest it's been in 3 years. It was so bad that the Mayweather-McGregor fight actually made top 10 because it aired in 532 theaters.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That's cool.
Yeah, it made $2.6 million at the box office, and it was good enough for 8th place.
That's crazy to me. What was number one, do you know?
The Hitman's Bodyguard. It was... it's the second week out, and it made number one. It made its total like $39 million for the 2 weeks combined.
I mean, that's not that bad, but the fact that match was the top.
Joy Week. You're listening to an in-studio concert with Maren Morris. All this hour.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. Everybody say hello to Maren Morris.
Hey.
Hey, we're really happy to have you. Thank you for coming up and bringing all your band.
Yeah, we're all here.
She was saying this is
Gang's
like the
all here.
It's like a tiny the tiny desk.
Tiny,
yeah, the tiny desk. NPR does tiny desk, right?
Yeah.
This is like tiny studio where we cram as many people as possible into the studio and say, make your instruments work. So thank you very much for coming in. So, okay. What we do is we ask our friends to come and bring music for this big week. We work with St. Jude this week, and Maren has, well, she's actually one of the first ones to say yes. So thank you for doing that. Let's play some music. What do we have for us?
We've just got a collection of songs, feels.
Would any of these songs be hits of yours that we'd like to hear?
Yeah, I'm going to kind of do the no-no and play the hit first and just kick it off.
Clap your hands. Here we go. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Love it. Maren Morris live here.
So good.
Let me ask you, do you ever, because you've played that song a lot now, do you ever just want to change the melody up and kind of freak everybody out? Do you switch it up yet at all?
A little bit, and I feel like every show is a little different. And I remember, like, when we did the CMAs, I wanted to do just a really crazy version of it. So I think that's the biggest extent, like, of the change that we've done to my church. But I don't know. Ask me in, like, a couple of years, and I'll have a better answer on if I change it.
So as you play, is it weird to play with a big ring, a big engagement ring on your hand now, or is it just a thing?
I am, like, more aware of it, I think, and I'm terrified to knock it against something and or, like, lose it. So, yeah, I basically never take it off.
Yeah, I think it would be an expensive thing. You have to watch it. Like, if you lose any of your other rings, I mean, that stinks.
Yeah.
Do you know if it's insured?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
He was smart about it.
Did you get it appraised? I'm just playing.
Oh, my God.
I'm just playing.
No, but really.
Yeah. All right, Maren Morris is here, and she's going to play music all hour long. The whole band is here, and are you good? We're good? All right, we got a thumbs up. We were doing a little tuning. All right, so what are we going to play next? By the way, you said you don't play your hit first. Where do you play church in your set? Last?
Yeah.
Because I guess if you played it anywhere else, that's your biggest song. It'd be anticlimactic. Is that why?
Yeah, it is kind of like putting the cart before the horse, or whatever that metaphor is. I feel like, you know, they're still filing in the first song. Like, I'm opening for Sam Hunt this tour, and it's, like, packed when we get out there. But, you know, you don't want people to, like, be in the beer line and miss, the song. So, yeah.
Do you see them ever come running? Like, when you play a song, you're like, oh, and you see everybody come running for a song. Like, I love this song.
Well, we did. I invited this guy up. He was like a super fan. He had a really cute sign, and it said, "Can I sing My Church with you?" I think that's the fastest I've ever seen anyone run to get to the stage.
And you let him come up and sing with you?
Yeah, it was really adorable.
That's brave of you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes. All right, what are we going to play next?
So sweet. We are going to do 80s Mercedes.
So, is it weird going from always writing songs while you're in Nashville to you're on the road, and now when you get a day off, like, you don't just go back and write. Don't you just try to relax?
Yeah, I've been writing a lot this past, like, 6 months, I think. But I do, I have to turn my brain off when I get off the road. Like, and I try to, like, be more social, but there is just, like, a day or two I have to decompress and, like, do really boring things, like catch up on Game of Thrones or, like, do my laundry.
Is it because you used to just write? Like, that was the thing. You were a writer in Nashville. So now that you are a star and you're out as an artist, is it less productive? Are you writing way less songs? And so you feel like, oh, man, I really got to catch up now.
Yeah, I felt like that. It's weird. Even when the album came out, I felt like I was behind because I hadn't written a song in like 6 months. And so now I've chilled out a little bit because the last few I've written, I don't know, probably like 35 or 40 songs just with my friends and getting back into the wheel of it. So it makes me feel a lot more productive to have some songs under my belt.
Do you keep them all, or will you go, hey, that one's maybe not for me, and do you still shop them around?
I'm still like listening to everything consistently, and I think I should probably get to a point in the next month or so where I start letting things go if I just know they're not going to be right for the second project. So I'm not greedy. I think it's a little bit different being the artist and like the voice behind the microphone now, but I still love that thrill you get when you're a writer and you get a cut with another artist.
Maren Morris is here. We're going to come back. We're going to play some more. She's here all hour. All right, Maren Morris, what are we going to do here?
I'm going to do a cover, if that's okay.
Okay, it is okay. What would you like to cover?
It's not a single from the album, but it was my favorite song on the Beyonce Lemonade album.
And which one is it?
It's called All Night Long.
Why is this your favorite?
It just hit me. Like, it's at the very end of the album, and it's really hopeful, and it's, like, coming through this really tragic heartbreak and trying to pick up the pieces. So it's got that emotion, but it's still so uplifting at the same way.
All right.
So we're trying to do it.
Maren Morris is here. This is All Night Long from Beyonce, as done by Maren. Do you feel like you're becoming a better singer because you're working the muscle more?
Yeah, I think, yeah, just touring helps, like, keep it in shape.
Because you've always been a really great singer, and you've always had this soul, but now there's, like, this precision to it, more so. And I wonder if as a singer, and you do it more and more, it's like lifting a weight or kicking a ball, if it's, you do feel stronger.
Yeah, and I think it just keeps you warmed up, too, if you are consistently playing, like, an hour-long show. Because if I go off the road for a couple weekends and get back, it's, yeah, like clearing some cobwebs out. It doesn't sound the same.
Do you feel like now you also have to take better care of yourself because other people's paychecks depend on you being able to sing and play? Or am I putting that in your head now and it never was and now it's a whole...
Great.
I mean, there's a good dichotomy going of, like, I'll do yoga out on the road and then, like, drink after the show. So, I mean...
Balance.
We're extremely balanced on this tour.
Maren is here with her entire band. We're all crammed into a room, and we have all the instruments, and we got a guy shaking an apple over there, like we're keeping rhythm.
Hey, that threw me off.
Well, he's keeping rhythm with an apple shaker, but he also has a phone. And if you look, Amy, the phone blinks on and off.
Yeah, what's happening?
It's a rhythm. Okay. So he can stay on his beats per minute.
Yeah. And then earlier I thought he was about to have a snack.
Yeah, she thought he was going to eat the apple.
And then I realized it was a shaker thingy. And I was like, okay, not an apple.
Just give the guy 5 minutes to eat it. I see you have your gold microphone.
Yeah.
At what point did you decide you wanted the gold microphone, the stand, the mic? When did that happen?
It happened, I think, before the Keith tour last year. We were just in rehearsals. And I think I maybe had the stand first. I can't remember what came first, but they like presented me this gold microphone, and I think we've just, you know, been married ever since.
Is that an expensive microphone?
Is
it like real gold? Is there gold on that?
Is it plated?
Yeah.
It's not real, no.
Okay.
No, it's not.
We just spray paint it every show.
14 karat.
I wear that. That's what you need, one around your neck, that same size.
Yeah.
That's it.
That right. Totally fit.
Maren's here. So you're going to do Rich now.
Yeah.
I love this song.
Thank you.
I appreciate you playing it. I know it hasn't been a single or anything, but people know this song. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a song that I would imagine people sing along to, right?
Yeah. It's become one of those in the live show where I'm like, how? I mean, you would have had to listen to the full record to know it. But yeah, people freak out when this song kicks in. It's awesome.
A lot of people have listened to the album.
I guess so.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
But I remember you guys played this on your station, like, it was over 6 months ago. I can't remember. But it was so cool to hear it on the radio, and y'all bleeped it, which I think was
we reversed the S word. Like old school hip hop did. That's what they would do. They would just reverse the words before they started actually dropping the word.
Yeah.
And so instead of it going, you know, the bad word, it would go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was
kind of a fan.
Little creative liberty we took there.
That's so cool.
We're going to do a couple more songs now. So I think we're now to the song that's on the radio for you right now. You're single.
Yeah.
And so I could use a love song. So tell me about this song. Like, give me a little behind the music of this song before you play it.
It was written towards the very end of me finishing my record. It kind of snuck its way in there at the last second. And I'm so glad it did because I have always loved playing it live. And I don't know. It's just, you know, after my church in 80s, those were such like anthemic, like up-tempo songs and really like kind of in your face. And I thought, you know, to show a different facet of like my personality to people that listen to the radio that maybe haven't heard my album, it was the next thing I wanted to say. And it's a really special song to me because it was right at the tail end of this breakup I was going through that sort of narrated Hero, the album, and But it was a really like hopeful look at love and just trying to not be cynical about it.
So I like to present with my theory in songwriting, which I'm sure you care a lot about.
Yeah, I do.
Take notes.
Thank you. Yes, I like to present. So it seems as if a lot of people always get a song snuck in at the end. And I feel like that's because that's how they're feeling in their life right as the record is being turned in.
Yeah.
Like you can't get a more accurate description of something except for right when it's due.
Mm-hmm.
Is that stupid or is that true? Well, how do you feel about my theory? I'm such a prolific songwriter. I've written a number one kid song, you know.
I know.
How do you feel about that?
I think you're right on the nose. I think that's exactly where I was at the time. Because the oldest song on my record is like Drunk Girls Don't Cry. I wrote that probably 3.5 years ago. But it still like made sense for my album. But I Could Use Your Love Song was such a true story of what I was living through. And that's sort of the catch when you're making a record is you record it like a year prior to coming out. And so sometimes artists kind of get tripped up and they're like, I don't relate to these songs as much anymore. Like I've moved past this emotion. So, but I think that's why it means so much to me on this record is because it literally was dictating the emotions I was feeling at the time.
Let me say, from one celebrated songwriter, from myself to another, that's a great song. Yes.
Thank you.
That's right. Man.
So good.
So how about one for the road here?
Yeah.
What are you going to play here?
I'm not going to play this guitar on this one because I'll just ruin it. But I've been singing this next song. It's a cover. It's a John Prine song. I've just been singing it in bars since I was like 11 years old. And we just recently in the last year... we were opening for Stapleton on a couple dates and we needed something to like fill our set time. So I was like, well, I've been singing this Bonnie Raitt, John Prine cover forever. So, we just put it back on our set. And so I just loved revisiting it from my childhood, but it's called Angel from Montgomery.
Holy cow.
Goosebumps.
Man, thank you so much for getting all your team together and coming in. Thank you for singing your brains out.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun, man.
Yay.
Oh, man, you're good.
Oh.
Man, have you ever tell you that?
No.
Like, you are good. And also, you're actually really nice, because I'm really awkward. Like, outside of these radio things, we run to each other. You're always really nice to me. I know I'm really awkward, because I'm like the goofy, awkward guy standing by himself. You're always really nice to me, and I appreciate that.
Oh, no, Ryan and I love you guys. He went and watched The Bachelor with Amy.
Oh, Nashville?
Or Nashville. Maybe I was watching The Bachelor.
Whatever show. Yeah.
You know. No, well, thanks for supporting us. We're fans of y'all's.
Maren Morris and the whole crew. Thank you guys, all of you guys. I have so much to tell you about this weekend. I went to Columbus, Georgia and Augusta, Georgia and did a couple stand-up shows. And I finally kind of empathize with you a bit. The situations are different, Amy. But so... Amy she's adopted two kids and they can't get to the States yet. There's been all this trouble and hangups for 4 years. She just doesn't have them. And people will come up to you and say, hey, I'm really hoping your kids come to this, you know, get to come to America.
Yeah.
And a little bit every time it's like poking at you because you're like, oh, mm-hmm. But you know that the people care or they wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
So I met hundreds of listeners this weekend and had so many people come up and be like, hey, I've really been praying for your dog. And like, the last thing I want to talk about is that my dog's dying, but I'm so appreciative of the fact that people even – that it's a thought outside of their mind once we leave the show. You know what I mean?
Right. No, totally.
It was this
I know exactly.
Weird thing where I was so appreciative to the listeners that cared 1 millisecond of their life about me and my dog who's really sick. And so I really appreciated it, but it was I finally kind of felt mm-hmm. where you were, where you're like – when people say something, it's awesome, but man, it just reminds you of like, oof.
Yeah, because you can be going along like not even really think about it. I mean, sometimes I legit am like, I've got two kids. Like, I have two kids. Yeah. Like, they're mine. They're just not here yet. And then when you get asked about it, you're like, oh, I have two kids. But people, they're coming from a good place, and people care about you, and they care about Dusty, so.
I know, and it's crazy. People painted pictures. I mean,
it was thoughtful, yeah.
Very thoughtful. So that happened this weekend. Did some shows. I was funny.
You were?
Yeah.
You feel like you're pretty
yeah,
funny?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. I was pretty. Sometimes I'd be like, I think I was that funny.
You are honest about yourself.
Yeah. So I was pretty funny. And so we did a lot of driving because we just took a van.
Yeah.
We didn't take a bus. We took a van. I came back. I got so many stories to tell you. I was doing yoga yesterday because I was like, I got to do something. And so I go to yoga, and the teacher does not know me. Like, she doesn't know the guy from the radios in class.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I hear the Raging Idiots song, Namaste.
It came on.
It came on. Like, it's like the yoga song. And I'm, like, feeling weird because I'm wondering. She has no idea. And I listened to it, and I just took it in.
7:30 in the morning, in the suit that I was born in. Girl, why are you laughing at me? Come on, baby, wear my khakis. I'm running late, need to beat it like Jackson. But you're kind of a distraction, 'cause I can't stop watching you. Showing me your savasana. Like the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Probably oughta hit the road, but now I'm a stay. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job, but now I'm a stay. Come on, baby, let me jump in on those stretches. You'll do it. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably oughta hit the road, but now.
It's like the new yoga song.
So
they download off iTunes, apparently.
It's perfect.
Girl, I'm trying to be responsible, but you're making it impossible. In the spandex pants looking all flexible and you're down with all. Mm-hmm. Namaste. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job. Come on, baby, let me jump in on those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably oughta hit the road, but now I'm a stay. Now I'm a stay.
That whole song's been weird because it's kind of become a real thing and it wasn't supposed to.
Namaste.
You know what I mean?
So good.
It's, I mean.
Namaste.
So that happened. Oh, let me tell you about this story. Let me give you another one. So, you know, when I was in Benton, Arkansas, 2 weeks ago, and I was at Moe's, and the family was like, hey, Bobby Bones, because I didn't know my dog was sick yet. I just know I was going into surgery. And they recognized me, and they were like, hey, how's Dusty? And I was like, wow. And then they said, we'll buy your lunch. I guess it was dinner. And so I was kind of down because my dog was in surgery, and I wasn't able to be home. And so Moe's, unbeknownst to me, have they done it yet, or are they doing it today? Morgan, our producer.
They're doing it this week.
They're doing it this week. Moe's reached out and was like, hey, they're catering like lunch for the hospital that took care of Dusty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They're like, it's Joy Week, and so that's what they're doing.
I love that. They're good. My dog went there, too. They're amazing.
Well, then they can do it for...
Well, no, it's for Dusty. I'm just saying.
It can be like, for Josie, your dog, too.
They're legit.
Yeah, so I thought that was very nice of Moe's to do that.
Love it.
It's like, anyway. Anything else you guys want to know?
Man, that's pretty impressive.
That is awesome, right?
That's pretty good.
They didn't have to do that. They didn't have to do anything. But those people didn't have to do that for me. That's why we do Joy Week. Like, look out for other people. And when the shirts go up, and depending where you are, they may already be up. But 9 Central, the Pimp and Joy shirts go up, and the hoodies. Hoodies are going to be a huge hit.
Oh, yeah.
I can already tell. They're the neon hoodies.
Jam. There's like, we're all have the hoodies on because it's freezing cold in here.
Yeah. Your cell phone's 10 times dirtier than a toilet seat.
Mm.
Here's the thing. Here's my problem with these toilet seat analogies. Toilet seats really aren't that dirty. Think about how clean your butt cheeks are.
Pretty clean.
They're not. There's nothing on your butt cheek.
Yeah.
And like, your butt cheeks don't make something that dirty.
No. Pretty clean.
Someone's like, it's cleaner than your toilet seat. Like, even if you're peeing on a toilet seat, pee is pretty clean.
It's
like,
sterile.
Yes. So the toilet seat's just the weird things that people like to say.
So it makes sense. Yes, of course a phone is dirtier than a toilet
seat.
Yeah,
my knuckles are probably dirtier than a toilet seat.
I still don't like it.
You don't like toilet seats?
No.
No. All right, cool. So have you heard about Pillowgate?
I'm not.
Okay, so there's a party at Lunchbox's house, and it's the Mayweather-McGregor fight.
Yeah.
And I guess Eddie spills on one of Lunchbox's pillows.
I'm sorry, I don't recall that.
No, his wife.
Oh, so, okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I guess that's me. I have to take responsibility for that. I took her there.
Yeah, so what'd she spill?
She spilled red wine on a white floral pillow that's on the couch. And so I want to ask you guys if I am allowed to go to Eddie and say, hey, man, I'm going to need you to buy a new pillow. Or is that the...
Wow.
Or is that the... result of having a party, you take chances like that. It's an inherent risk, I guess. So I think Eddie should reimburse me for a new pillow.
Shocking.
And I just want opinions on the show because it's a white pillow and red wine. It's done. It's over.
Okay.
Okay, so on the count of three, we'll just say whose side we're on, either Eddie's or Lunchbox's.
Okay.
So they don't think we're, like, listening to each other. And okay.
Just say it.
One,
count.
Two, three.
Eddie.
What?
You had a party, dude.
Dude, it's
and you charged yes. people to come to
yeah.
your party.
And you allowed
you
for red
made
wine
money.
Take your cover charge and buy
drunk,
a new pillow.
Drinking.
And not only that, Eddie goes to Lunchbox's house, right, for this Mayweather-McGregor fight.
Yeah.
Lunchbox is charging people to come to the fight.
Which is crazy town to me.
Because he's making money.
Yes.
If Lunchbox really was like, hey, guys, let's all get together and have the fight.
Pitch in.
That makes sense because it was an expensive pay-per-view, but it wasn't.
Correct.
He bought it and then was like, all right, everybody come on and bring your cash.
And Lunchbox, honestly, you could host people at your house and you don't need them to pay you back.
I understand that, but bars can host people, but they charge people to come in. So it's cheaper than going to a bar. Some bars were charging $30 a person. I only charged $10.
So you were a steal.
A deal.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
So Lunchbox goes and says, hey, bring your own alcohol.
Yeah.
So Eddie shows up and you take beer.
I take a 6-pack of beer because that's about all I'm going to drink. But then, like, I put it in the refrigerator, I grab a drink, and then when I come back for my second one, there's only 3 left. And this keeps happening. Finally, like, somebody's been drinking my beer, and it's not me. And so I'm like, who is it? And I finally spotted the guy who it was. And I'm going to be honest with you, I was a little angry inside. Like, I was angry because I took the exact amount of beer that I wanted for the night.
And your beer.
It's my beer.
Is it like a potluck alcohol thing at a party?
No.
Kind of. You stick it in the fridge and stick it in a cooler and just kind of, it's all there for the taking, really.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
See, who do we side here? Eddie or Lunchbox in the
well,
counter?
It's not really. Okay, I guess it's
one,
Lunchbox.
One, two, three. Eddie.
Lunchbox. It's like if you brought a bag of chips, you don't expect you're the only one that's going to eat
different.
The chips.
Eddie's like, Eddie, if that's the case, you need to get post-it notes and you need to put your name on everything that's yours.
I'm going to be honest with you. I was getting angry. I kept looking at the guy drinking my beer like,
Was it a nice beer?
Yeah, it's a craft beer. It was one of my favorite locals.
Oh, that's why you were getting ripped.
I kept looking at the guy every sip he would take.
But the poor guy,
Was it one of Lunch's friends?
Yes.
Yeah, of course it was.
He just probably thought it was stuff Lunchbox was providing.
Well, I felt better once I realized, you know, the guy paid cover charge too, so.
Was the fight fun? You guys have a good time?
Oh, we had a great time.
Did you go out with them afterward, Eddie?
No. I'm too old for that now.
I mean, Lunch isn't much. He's a year younger than you, 2.5 years.
I know, but he still has this thing where, like, I can drink everyone under the table. Let's go to the bar.
Oh, that's still his thing.
Yeah, oh, my God. I was like, I'm good.
Do you feel like you have to prove it?
No, I just
friends?
Do me. We just had a good time.
Yeah. Were you hurting the next day?
No. Nope. Went out to Broadway, went to a brewery, had a good day.
Yeah. It's a weird thing, like, just talking out loud. There's this huge flood happening in Houston. And I feel like most of the country's attention is on that, and I feel like we should talk about that, and we do. We're raising money for it today. But then it's like that line of how much do you talk about it, how much do people, if they wanted to hear more about it, they would go watch the news.
Right.
You know, they don't come to us for storm coverage.
No.
So it's always this, like, internal battle. Whenever anything's happening like that, it's always like, and I don't always get it right. Trust me, I know I don't always get it right. Ever.
So we don't want to seem insensitive like we're not mentioning it, but...
Yeah, and listen, we've talked about it like 10 times.
Yes.
But and I'm not even bringing it up to say we're not talking about it. It's just that's always something like when anything happens in the news, it's crazy bad or it's like there's some natural disaster that's affecting one part of the country. And I don't know, it's always a weird place for my head. Like, how much do we talk about it? We are, you know, part of our Pimp and Joy stuff that goes up at 9 Central is going to the flood relief. So that's a part of it. But maybe this morning I was putting the show together. Like, I was very thankful that Marin was coming in and playing. And, you know, tomorrow Brett Eldridge will be in. And we talked about the flood a lot. But yeah, I did. That's a thing. Because people, I just wonder, like, do they come to us to hear news? And maybe a little bit. But then again, I just felt totally insensitive not talking about it. But anyway, that's it. That's what's popping through my head as those commercials were on.
Makes sense.
Here's what's going on this week. So it's Joy Week today, Marin Morris. It's also Shania Twain's birthday today.
Oh, shout out.
Yeah, Shania Twain is 52. Still, you're still the one I run to. Here you go. 5 things you may not have known about Shania Twain. You're still the one I want. She worked at McDonald's in high school. Her real name is Eileen Regina Edwards. Twain is her stepfather's last name.
Oh, okay.
Her label asked her to change her name. There's a road in her hometown in Timmins, Ontario, Canada, named Shania Twain Way.
Oh.
Her album, Come On Over, is the best-selling country album ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow, I didn't know that.
40 million albums sold worldwide.
Man.
You ready for this one? She didn't start in country. She tried to be a pop star. She was in a band called Flirt. Didn't make it.
Flirt?
Yeah.
And so pop didn't work, so she came into country. How about that? Five things you didn't know about Shania Twain. Also happening this week, tomorrow, Brett Eldredge in for Joy Week, Dustin Lynch on Wednesday, Rascal Flatts on Thursday, and on Friday, a mystery artist will play. On Friday, also, Narcos Season 3.
What, really?
Yes, September 1st.
Oh, that's it. I'm binging.
I know.
How about that? How about the Taylor Swift stuff? How do you feel about having to buy stuff?
Oh, I don't like it at all. And I have friends that are really trying to up their status and make themselves priority, and they're doing all the things. I'm like, I can't believe y'all are giving into this and you're doing all the things.
Taylor Swift has collaborated with Ticketmaster on a program that they say will regulate ticket scalpers, but the approach would make people mad because fans have to buy her merchandise and watch her videos to improve their chances at tickets.
Yes, and so you get, there's high status and low status. If you buy a $45 t-shirt, you get high status upgrade. If you do something that doesn't cost money, like spot Taylor on the back of a UPS truck, it's like low status, but it's, so it's like the more money you have to spend, like if you want to buy a $60 snake ring from her website, you get more bumps in your status. And I'm like, Taylor, what about fans that don't have extra money?
She's a villain now. She's evil, Taylor. Yeah.
Spend money or what not get in. What
you
just made me do, look what
you do. You got your stuff. Whoa. Let's do it.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if you're 35, which everybody in this room pretty much, the main four, we're all over 35. How do you feel about your job?
I love it.
Love it, love it. We all love it, right?
I love all my job. I'm not having a job if I don't love it.
Well, I mean, not everybody has that luxury, I guess.
And no, it was not a luxury when I started it. I made no money. I
but you
broke.
Loved your job. That's a luxury.
Right. That's all that mattered is I love my job. My stepdad worked at a sawmill, and he came home every day and was like, this job sucks, but I got to eat. And I was like, I'll be broke. I was good at being poor. I was like, I'll be poor as long as I love my job.
Well, according to a new study, people start hating their jobs at age 35.
Oh.
I love it. If you guys got a problem with it, you can take this job and shove it.
Take this job and shove it.
Little Johnny Paycheck right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much do you love this job? 1 to 10?
10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 for me. Well, let's go over to the Grumpies over here.
Yeah, I'll go 9.
Yeah?
Lunchbox. I'll go 9 because of the hours.
Lunchbox?
Oh, 7.
What else would you rather be doing? Please tell me. What would give you a 10?
Real world.
Like, you're getting paid to do, not the lottery.
Yeah, I mean, real world, Survivor. I mean, one of those things. I'm just saying it has its days when it's just like, man, could really get away from you guys, but... Wow. And there's days that I love it.
All right, so 7 it is.
Okay. Okay, have y'all heard of the crotch pot?
What?
That's my nickname at college. The crotch pot.
Oh, right. Boy.
What's a crotch pot?
No, but y'all, this is actually a legit real thing, and it's a waterproof fabric bag that you fill with food.
Wait, what?
No, and then you can stuff it down your pants to warm it.
To warm it?
Yeah.
So, okay. If you have food that it's kind of chilly. You put it in the bag, and then you stick in your underwear, and so the heat makes it warm?
Yep.
The crotch pot.
And that doesn't make your feel cold?
I don't know.
What in the world?
I'm immature. Okay. I just saw it, and I thought it was so funny.
Uh-huh.
And that they probably are actually really selling them.
Uh-huh.
I might have to shut. That's what I'll get my husband for his first birthday.
The crotch pot? Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. Facebook is losing ground with teens. But the problem is, it's not so much that they're like not on Facebook. They just have more options than we used to have when Facebook first came out. So they're all on Instagram and Snapchat as well. Facebook's definitely not going away, right?
No. Also losing ground, the rotary phone.
Yeah, it's pretty much gone.
One day it'll be like, we'll be like, you know, back when Facebook was around.
I think Facebook is smart enough to, yes, eventually it will be. Everything does. Everything dies off. But eventually, Facebook's smart enough, though, they're building other ways.
Yeah.
It's not just about social media and just posting statuses anymore. It's about video. It's about check-ins on their natural disasters. It's about, they've built multiple layers. So it will go away, but they've become more than what they started as.
Did y'all see all the tweets of people that were tweeting out their address, like, in the flooded areas? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they put together this whole thing on how people were using Twitter to tell rescuers exactly where they were. Wow. And they could, like, go find them.
Yeah.
So
that's I didn't see that, but I saw when the hurricane was coming, they were telling people that what, because it popped up so fast, they could not do a mandatory evacuation. They did not expect it to be that big, that fast right there. And so people that couldn't leave, they were like, write your social security number on your arm in case we have to find your body so we can identify you.
Ugh. Oh, my. Oh,
yeah.
My.
And you're like,
my and stomach.
So the hurricane hits and it doesn't do as much damage as they thought a category 4 hurricane would, but then the flooding was so much worse on the backside of it. They even thought about the flood. This is the worst flood. I mean, we're not even to the peak of it yet, so it's hard for me to say. Like, the worst has not happened yet, I don't think. Mm. But yeah, the hurricane, when it hit, from what I've watched, was a little lesser, but the flood is way worse.
Yeah. And it continues to go. I mean, it continues to rain.
Yeah. Ugh.
What else?
Well, how much does your phone's home screen say about you? If you're a millennial, you really, really care about your home screen, and it likely means like a lot to you, whatever you have on it. So I thought we could go around and be like, what's on everybody's home screen?
Am I a millennial?
No.
Oh.
Okay, just checking.
Hey, Papaw.
I was just checking.
Stop asking.
Like, people that are older, like, we're probably ones that have pictures and like something cool that means something to us. And like, older people like my dad or something, like, he has a home screen, but it's just the generic one that's given to
him.
Yeah,
mine's the generic one.
Mine's
Oh, wow.
Eddie.
So is mine. Me and Amy's dad have the generic one.
You guys, I have my kids and me.
Yeah.
What do you have?
I have... keep goals on mine.
Okay, you keep goals.
I always
that's
keep
right.
some written on mine.
That's good. That represents you.
So I change up. So right now it's write 1,000 words a night for this new book. So that's what I have. So every time I hit my phone screen, I see that. And I'm like, oh, crap, I suck.
Like, when you say 1,000 words, because when I was in college, I had to write a 5-page paper.
That's about that a night.
5-page paper.
You just blew his mind.
And I don't get it done every night, but I probably do 4 or 5 a week. And sometimes I'll knock out 2,500 words a night if I'm really on fire.
Wow.
It sucks.
Man, check out my home screen. That's what it is.
It's like
generic.
It's like it's the background.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Y'all need to get with the times.
Yeah, you're like us millennials over here.
Yeah.
We're born in the 80s, huh?
Yeah.
Eddie, you 70s babies.
79.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Isaac Davis and Nate Helmuth, both 11 years old, are safety patrols at Coppergate Elementary School. They're in charge of lowering the flag at dismissal time. Did you see the picture?
I haven't, no.
It's pouring rain. And it went viral because they're out in the pouring rain and they're not stopping until they get the flag completely folded.
Wow.
As it's just pouring down. And they fold the flag and they walk inside drenched wet.
Wow.
Yep, I thought it was pretty awesome. I see you.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Gonna go, but let's say thanks to Maren Morris, who played for a whole hour today. She did a bunch of songs, so thanks to her. And by the way, hop on over, BobbyBones.com, our Pimp and Joy t-shirts. It's a whole new neon line. Tank tops, baseball tees, hoodies, and the money will go to help St. Jude Children Research Hospital and the flood relief. And so they're up until they are not anymore. So hopefully you guys will go and we don't keep any of that money and it'll all go to good stuff. So thanks to Maren. Tomorrow, who shall play tomorrow, Ray?
Brett Eldridge,
yeah. I say.
Woo!
Yeah, if you want to watch the Maren performance, it's on our Facebook page because we did a Facebook Live, or it's also up on YouTube, so you can see it there. That's it. Hopefully you'll go check it out. We'll see you with Brett Eldridge tomorrow. Go out and spread some joy today. That's the whole message of this week. And listen to the whole show back on iHeartRadio. Thank you so much. We'll see you guys on Tuesday.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show. Yeah.